Welcome to Let's Chit Chat, sis. I'm your girl, Kimmy. And this week we talk about that looming question. Do we all need therapy? So join us on the porch as we talk about getting therapy. Hey, ladies, how's it going?
It's going.
It's cold outside.
It's going.
It's going.
It's freezing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's cold out there, you know, and it's the winter time and it's cold and, you know.
And you like that.
I do. Like, that's my happy time, the winter time.
No.
I feel like right there.
Well, I ain't happy.
Yeah. I like the cold and I like, you know, I still go out, you know, walk and stuff like that because I like the cold. Because, hell, in the summertime, this made me pray even harder. Be like, I ain't trying to go to hell when I die because, Lord knows, this heat is not for me.
Well, I can see the cold, but this is more than cold.
Yeah, this is yeah, extremely
freezing.
Cold. For here.
Yeah.
It's freezing.
Yeah. But, you know, it's... To me, I just like that briskness, you know what I mean? So, you know, but it made me think about a couple things. Guess what? When it's cold outside, people usually don't feel like they're in their best mood because it gets dark early. It just limits, you know, your interaction with people.
That's true.
A lot of different things. It's just not, you go through the holidays are not always great for everybody and so on and so on. It's related to the cold winter and so on and so on. But so this is our topic tonight. Do you ladies think that everybody, and I'm saying everybody beside cat and dog, need therapy?
When you say it like that, we can't say everybody.
Everybody.
That's a good question.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not going to answer it first. I want to hear what y'all got to say. Everybody is generalization, okay, of everybody.
I don't think that every single person needs necessarily therapy as far as a professional. Mm-hmm. However, I feel that everyone needs an outlet, a person to talk to.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
That's what I think. Yeah.
So
okay, I'm going to skate around. I'm going to skate around it too. I'm going to do like you. So I don't think everybody needs it, but I think everyone would benefit from it, even if they were under receiving in. So maybe I don't need it, but maybe the person I'm with needs it, and I need to be able to be sensitive to the process, mm-hmm. know how it can help my children, you know. So maybe I should be exposed to it. But I know personally, well, y'all ain't asked me personally, but yes, y'all don't want to know
how your perspective. Yeah, personally.
Personally, I don't think I've been to therapy, but I don't think it works for me because it makes me angry as hell.
Okay, I'm going to ask why, but.
Because
I'm going to ask why.
So I was told I had a bad person, okay? And that person identified, I don't know, that, you know, you let people take advantage of you, and then that was okay. But then every session was, well, you know, you let people take advantage of you. I was like, really? I don't need you to backwatch me at the same time.
Like, you had the wrong person.
I had the wrong person.
Yeah.
And you're not need to balance it. You're literally just shutting me down totally. And that's how I felt. So.
Go ahead,
because mine is long and drawn down, so y'all going to be laughing in a second.
No, I was going to ask a different question, so go ahead, Kim.
I had therapy, and I'm not going to say once. I had it several times, mainly when my children was younger, you know, just things I was going through in life. I'm kind of like you, Celeste. I just didn't think I had the right person, you know, because I'm looking for somebody who can at least act like they're relatable when I'm talking and not act like, you know, maybe I need to go seek some additional help because what you're saying, I can't understand, and it seems like it's a problem. You know what I mean? So let's try to identify that. You know, that didn't work. You know what I mean? That didn't work. And I was kind of turned off. I mean, I really think that even like now, I could really benefit from therapy, just to be able to have a sounding board. Like you said, you know, just a sounding board of being able to talk about, you know, this and that. But all my previous interactions were, there weren't, it was a court order. So I went on my own will, you know, but it was just, you know, it was just a little challenging to be, you know, first open up to somebody and feel comfortable. I think that was probably the hardest thing. But when I think about everybody besides me, I'm thinking down to children, like even elementary school children. I think that most people do need therapy. And I say that, I say that because sometimes children can't even interact with, you know, other children. And it's a lot of things. I didn't think about my own daughter, how I had my daughter and things when she was younger, so, but she was suffering with social skills and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? But
so I'm glad you, that was a good segue, because I was thinking about when you said that, because I am an educator. So the important thing now is the social and emotional health and well-being of our students. So we spend a lot of time with that focus. And just like you were saying, being able to communicate with others properly, being able to express your feelings in a way that validates your feelings and do it in a healthy way instead of throwing or hitting something. Have those words. Yes, I feel frustrated. Yes, I feel angry. This upsets me, disappointed. So we are doing those things. And I think it is beneficial to start early so students or so people can identify and say how they feel instead of the byproduct of, you know that I'm angry, but you don't know the reason why. Being able to express the reason why you're angry, I think it needs to start early. But my question, follow-up question, because, well, let me say that I have had appointments for therapy, but I hadn't been to therapy. I realized something about myself, and this didn't happen this year, thank goodness. But I don't know if people actually go through periods of the year when you're kind of up and down. Usually around my birthday, which is in January, my mood goes down. I feel a little depressed. And I hate that song, Auld Lang Syne.
When Tony hear that song,
because to me it says, "For all acquaintance be forgot and never come to mind." And I was like, "Well, it's like shedding something, and it's good to shed things, but to me it's like it's a sad song to me." And then my birthday is the next day, and it's like, "Oh my gosh!" So, but this year it didn't happen, because usually I feel real blue around January, I mean, December going into my birthday. But however, like I said, I did make some appointments. I said, I really need to talk to somebody about it. And I didn't. The mood went away. I mean, I didn't have the time. And people, and another thing too, if you need to go to therapy, make sure you look in your job, because they do have where you can go and at least get six sessions for free. So just putting that out there. Coaching. So do you think a life coach a life coach would be different from a therapist, because they're going to actually listen to you and help you come up with ways of what you think versus giving you an opinion of what you think? What say you, ladies?
I'm glad you said that. First, we know that Celeste is a life coach, okay? But I just actually had this conversation with one of my sissy girls about therapists and life coaches. And most people are now moving towards life coaches because the therapist, not to say that they're not in touch, because I don't want to be, you know, I want you coming for me, okay? Because I'm just giving you an opinion. But you know, I think that people want somebody they can just be able to feel comfortable and relate to and not feel judged either. You see what I'm saying? And you see what I'm saying?
I dreaded talking to this lady. I dreaded talking to her because nothing about that conversation made me feel good. I don't expect her to make me feel good, but I don't need you to back any of you because I can be a pushover. I know that. So I don't need you to keep saying, I said, well, today, you know, I really wanted to say no, but I didn't. Yeah, because you know, you got that problem. I want to flick her off on this camera, but it was too much, but I did want to mention what Keisha was talking about. So when we say everybody needing therapy, we have these children that are in touch with their feelings and right. They're getting these, you know, impressions of themselves. And then they come home to some closed-minded parents that never had therapy and don't understand, you know, so that's why maybe everybody should be exposed to it so the children won't suffer. Because I'm sure they suffer.
That's another question. Should it be a big event to go to therapy? Do you have to feel sad to go? Can you feel happy and go?
My children go just because they got to see. Go.
That's
a good
one. New Year.
The last. They go.
I'm glad you said that. That's wow. I never thought of it like that. And you know, just to piggyback off of what you're saying, when my brother hears this episode, he's doing all his work, he is going to agree. Because you know, on every time something is not good, like one of our football teams is going down, the first thing he sends me is a picture of Auld Lang Syne being played. Like, okay, it's not going well and it's pretty bad. So it is not a happy song. It is really a depressing song. And if like you said, Keisha, listen to the words. The words will be like, oh man, you know what I mean? I think we should put in a petition to ban that song. Because wouldn't you think you would want to have something more promising and uplifting, you know, starting the year? So yeah, I just wanted to say that because I can't wait till he hears this and he's going to say, oh my God, you know what? Yeah, that's right. Another point, you know, that I want to say that, you know, a lot of times we are remiss to say is that because we are women on the right here on the porch, you know, I think that mainly our sons, you know what I mean? And I know that, like you say, Celeste, you know, your kids are engaged and stuff like that, because guess what? This is a new generation. I know me and Keisha, our kids are engaged in that. But I think when they're little people, the boys even more than anything, you know, because I think, and I don't want to be like stereotyping anybody, but I think girls could be a little bit more forward than the little boy when they're younger and not get to express, you know, how they're feeling, you know what I mean? And just like you said about the closed-minded parent may not have the experience with therapy and they just automatically override it or not engage it. Well, think about little boys when we already stereotyped them to be a certain way. You see what I'm saying? And there's a whole lot of things going on. You know what I mean? It's a whole lot of things. You know, you got people who are questioning their gender and things like that. Well, you got people who know they don't want to be who they are. And that starts as little people, not when they turn to teenager. I mean, don't you think they would, not to say that they need to change their mind. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying be able to relate and identify and have acceptance of their self if they started at a younger age. You see what I'm saying? Not when it's already trouble brewing, but, you know, hey, I just want to just start to feel that what I like. You know what I mean? And it's not something, or maybe you are confused. I don't know. But I'm just saying, you get to identify it. And I think with a life coach, I'm going to say life coach, they help you on your way.
Sorry. Yeah, I was trying to coach Keisha already, but with her January dilemma, first of all, it's seasonal depression.
Because of weather.
Not only that, I think, and I don't know, this year might have been different. You might have felt a little bit more grateful because I know you've been going through it with me. So when you got a chance to be around a whole lot of people who are suffering, you ain't got no time to be going, woe is me.
And this is true. This is very true.
So my thoughts is, you know, let's have some final thoughts, but my final thoughts is therapy is good for every situation in everyone, because you can be happy, sad, or whatever. So I do think that it's for everyone in every situation. Keisha?
My final thought will be normalize your emotions. Expressing your feelings.
Absolutely.
Normalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Your emotional health.
Yeah, that's important. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
So my final thought is don't be over here eating string cheese and drinking wine. Go find you. Give therapy. And don't be like me. Try to find a match, right? Use that those six free ones if you have it through work and try to see if you can find a perfect fit.
And guess what? I'm all for that six free ones, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it gives you a healthy start. But Celeste, I really want you to not stand behind this curtain. I want you to put yourself out there because isn't therapy a journey? You know what I mean? It's a journey.
It is a journey.
So give them your information as much as you want to share with everybody about getting in touch with you, because I know a lot of people depend on you, and that's okay. But that is, you know, your expertise. And again,
well, I'll tell you that it's important to find a good fit. And if you want somebody who's passionate is going to be involved in your journey with you, that definitely would be me. So Celeste Davis, Celeste with no T, no E. So C-E-L-E-S, Davis at gmail.com. Or you can find me, same spelling, on Facebook, Instagram, all of those. But be mindful. I'm not a coddler. I'm going to identify where I think we could benefit. We're going to commit to something, and we're going to go on that journey. Like, I'm not going to just give you stuff to do and just sit there and wait for you to do it. No, you being successful makes me successful, right? So definitely find that you connect with. If you need somebody soft and cuddly, that's not me. You want some things to happen, I'm being honest, because I'm not in it for you to pay me money. I could do that anyway. I mean, I want you to have a testimony when you leave me and have the tools that you need when you leave me so you can help. We're trying to heal everybody, not just one person on the session, you know? So,
all right.
I'm getting passionate already.
I will also put that in the comments when this episode comes out. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the biggest thing, and I'm not going to belabor this, is that sometimes people just don't even know who to start with. You know what I mean? They don't know who to start with. You know what I mean? So we got an expert on the porch. We also, you know, might come. And
I have a group called Fiercely Committed to Me, and the group, they counsel each other. So if you don't want to talk to one, just want to maybe listen or be a voyager, you know, and just see and observe, you can do that too.
Absolutely. But don't rule it out. Don't rule it out, because it's good for you. Like he said, happy or sad. All right. Okay. This was a great episode, y'all. So joining me tonight is
it's your girl Celeste. And don't forget, putting oneself first is not selfish. It's necessary.
Absolutely.
And this is your girl Keisha. Prioritize having your emotional needs met.
Absolutely. So have a wonderful week on purpose. Check us out on our social media pages. And join us next Wednesday when we drop a new episode. Have a wonderful week. Take care.